And the company, yes, we're talking to Alex and Eddie. People are asking again, Eternity Medicine Institute, where are you located?
We are in the Dubai Marina, right at the very end, right where Dua starts, and we are in the KG Towers on the street level. So,
now, we wanted to come back, and you were talking there about the story of your friend and discovering the prostate cancer in a very, very early stage. You wanted to add to that, Alex?
Yeah, I did. So, you know, early stage is the ideal, but some people who come into screening for the first time in their late 40s or 50s, or any age for that matter, sometimes we discover it at a later stage. And we recently had a gentleman who came in, and he had, unfortunately, organs full of tumors, and they turned out to be cancerous. Now, he went straight to the U.S. for advanced treatment. They did have quite a bit of luck, but the fact is he probably had started developing this many years before. And so there, again, is one of the stronger arguments for annual screening starting at the right age, because the early detection of cancer, in particular cancer, provides the best chance for successful treatment.
Mm. You're suggesting, though, and this is where somebody's just said, is this is it good business or is it good medicine, in that you're suggesting that you should be screened maybe every year at around 12,000 dirhams. Do you need to be screened every year? If you're screened and you're all looking great, you're looking good, do you need to be going back again a year later?
I think so. And I guess it's more of a personal choice, but I do feel much safer at that particular rate. And I think that other specific specialists, for example, males getting a prostate exam, that's done once a year. Mammograms also on a regular basis. So it seems to be the time frame.
And one thing too that we do that nobody else does, we have the health report. Like if I ask you, Susan, 3 years ago when you went to the doctor, what was your blood pressure, what was your body fat, what were your levels, your cholesterol, all that, you say, Eddie, I don't remember 3 years ago what the doctor, what happened.
Yeah.
Well, Eternity, we track you every year.
And it's a cloud-based system. That means it's accessible on your iPhone or whatever it may be. And it's very, it's user-friendly language. It's a language that the patients that understand, and we want them involved, and that's why we do it that way. We want them to understand what these health indicators mean and what they can do about them.
And see, what we do, too, is we keep you in the right zone. We track you. We see if your levels are getting higher or they're getting too low, and we keep you in that sweet spot so you get that maximum result. And the only way to do that is to do it annually or every 6 months for some people, depending on your condition, to make sure you're going in the right direction.
Mm.
You know,
I would guess say if you can afford it, great. But for those that can't, I'm probably in that bracket. I'd probably think about going elsewhere and doing an ECG maybe once a year, or the blood test to test for cancer once a year. You know, if you can't afford the whole package that you guys offer, I guess the idea of screening in some respect.
Oh, but some screening is better than no screening.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, yeah, of course. You know, but unfortunately, you know, trying to get the cost down as low as you can do it, but to do it right, you know, it does. You know, we don't cut corners.
So we like to say there's no compromising with health screening. Yeah. With true health screening.
Yeah, true health screening. And, you know, there's can be a lot of debate about that, because a lot of peer places are saying, oh, we'll give you a blood test for this. And then you'll take that result to, say, your fitness instructor at a gym, and they'll say, actually, that isn't definitive. Mm. You need to have something else done.
That's
and,
it, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of confusion, I think.
Well, the phrase is across the full medical spectrum.
Yeah.
That is hard to get. So that's what we do.
Mm. What about concerns? I mean, I wanted to come back on, you know, having a body scan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are potential health risks to that. I mean, you know, I think you can only have a certain amount, can't you? Or is it within a certain period of time?
We do suggest the once per year. And again, hence the use of the EBCT scanner, which is used at the top facilities, Stanford Medical Institute, the Mayo Clinic, and Eternity. So it's very low radiation emission. So I think it's quite a safe one to do once a year.
At the end of the process, and this is, you know, transparent,
yes,
in that you get to see all of your results, and as you were saying, those results, you can take them wherever you go.
Absolutely.
You could, you know, change country, change facility, mm-hmm, and you've got those results at hand.
It's unified system, correct.
Unified system. What if something's detected and you then need to be referred or you need to have treatment?
Straight to a specialist. So we, for lack of a better term, we say red flag. If there's a red flag, then we recommend or we suggest straight to a specialist, and we have our partner network for that. So when we detect the likely possibility of cancer, then straight to a specialist.
If you've paid your X amount of money for the package, the program that you provide, mm-hmm. and say you're a few weeks or months down the line and somebody gives you a contraindication, are you able to come back and discuss those results again?
You're always able to come back and meet with our physicians. We offer follow-up consultations at a fee, but at a very reasonable fee. So yes, it's part of the program. That's part of what we call the age management program, that sort of mentoring and monitoring. You're able to come back anytime you'd like.
So for you, George, having gone through the process yesterday, and you talked with the doctor there, Dr. Graham,
yes.
and what did you feel like at the end? What does it left you with?
I wanted my results immediately, but that's not possible. But certainly very keen to know the outcome. I mean, I feel healthy generally, so I'm not worried. I guess I'm slightly worried about my blood pressure and my heart health, so I'm very keen to get those results in. I'm incredibly curious to see pictures, so I've already got photos up on Facebook of all my internal organs.
No, it said I'd seen your inside.
My stomach. I mean, there is that fascination side of it as well. But I felt good. I felt in very safe hands.
He was texting me actually after every test. Yeah. I was getting the picture coming through. It was a really interesting afternoon for me watching George's.
Fantastic.
I think I feel very privileged to have been allowed to do this, and I know it's thorough, and that's given me already a strong sense of security, and that's really important. And I am a bit of a health freak, as you know, Suzanne.
It gives you that peace of mind. Do you, as a result of what you know so far, is there anything you think you might change what you do, or the way your lifestyle, or there's anything you want to work on?
Sure. I think given the health scare I had a few weeks ago, and given my family background of high blood pressure and heart disease, I think I do need to be much more careful about the amount of exercise I do. I think I need to actually rest more. I think I really need to watch the salt, and I need to watch the caffeine. So I think I need to just be a little bit more cautious about that. And meditating, I think this keeps coming back to me. You know, sometimes the universe throws things at you. I keep hearing this word. So I'm going to have to relax more and meditate.
And before we let you go, gentlemen, and just if there's a, I mean, you've got the sort of state of the art technology here, and we've got it here in the UAE. And you were saying, you know, one of the pieces of equipment, it's the only one here in the Emirates. So it's great to have that and to have such high technology. But what do you see? How do you see the future? I know from your point of view, Eddie, with regards to the technology, from your point of view, Alex, with regards to the state of health, if you like, mm-hmm. here in the UAE, your thoughts on that?
Just the lifestyle here is quite quite something, and not in a positive way. I think if we look at the NCDs, the level of NCDs, I read recently the World Health Organization said that for a number of GCC countries, I think the annual deaths from NCDs are 50%, and of those 50% of those occur in people under the age of 60, which is extremely young.
Mm.
So that's a problem. Now, what's causing that? I'm going to say with quite a lot of conviction that it's diet. 90 plus percent of that is diet. But how hard is that for people to turn around? You know, we have people come in, we say, look, your levels are horrendous. What are you going to do to change your diet? Because that'll be a big factor in helping you. And even if they're committed in the beginning, it's very difficult to keep them on that. We get too much pleasure from eating, unfortunately.
And with regards to technology and what's possible, Eddie, what are you excited about at the moment?
Well, for me, basically, the technology lets me know where I'm going. Because me, I'm one of those optimistic people. I want to be as young as I can for as long as I can. That's important to me. So for me, I feel like if I know where my body's going, like George, you work out hard, you want to make sure your body's getting those good results. I want to know, and this technology that we have will guide me for the rest of my life now so that I live in the optimal range, because I want to live as long as I can, as good as I can. So this is the way to do it.
It's that measurement thing.
Yeah, and you were saying there was something you were telling me earlier about how there's a process where just by taking a test in the morning, your doctor will be able to monitor what you're doing day by day,
yeah,
if you wish.
Oh, this is really the future that's coming. I mean, it's going to get a little like Star Wars here pretty soon. And basically, there's a home monitoring device where you get up in the morning, you get on your scale, It gives you your weight, your body fat, your blood pressure, and will give you your sugar level. And wirelessly, it'll go to the doctor's office where he'll be able to watch you every day to see how you're doing. So if you're being a bad boy or bad girl, he's going to call you on the phone and say, you know what, Susan, George, you guys have been misbehaving the last couple
of
days.
You're going to get a text, aren't you?
There you go.
Or a voice coming from your phone.
Because here's the thing.
Put that down.
Yeah, exactly. See, if people know that somebody cares and watches them, they're going to try harder. Like if you know your doctor's going to call you and follow up on you, you're going to think twice before you eat that donut and be bad, because you know what, the doc's going to call me and I got to explain to myself why I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So we really monitor and mentor you here to make sure that you stay on the program. And it's not hard. It's not like you got to count your calories and do all these other things. It's really a simple program that really works for most people.
But on a final note, it really is up to the individual. They have to take complete care of their health because nobody else will do it for them.
Alex Ioannidis and Eddie Zubjeski, thank you so much for joining us today from Eternity Medicine Institute. Their website, eternitymedicine.com, that's eternitymedicine.com, and find out more about them. And we wish you all the very, very best.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, guys.